The next thing to get exercised about is Braille. Bringing the Braille commitment to new heights. The transformation of the Braille note. For many years, we've had the opportunity to work with HumanWare on a variety of projects and to give our input into HumanWare's innovations, and they have some very important things to talk to us about today in making Braille even more dynamic than ever before. With us this morning, we have the Chief Executive Officer for HumanWare, Gilles Pepin.
Don't need a bit of sight, and the end you'll find. Braille is beautiful.
Thank you very much, Mark. Hey, good morning, NFB. How are you today? Great. I thought you would all be very tired this morning after this 4th of July celebration last night, but I can see with this exercise, this training session, you're all good, and it's great to feel all this energy from the room. I'm really happy to be here again this year. I believe that that is my 10th time that I've had the honor and the opportunity to talk to all of you from this podium. And I want to tell you that you're a very important group of people for HumanWare. Every time that we come here, we get your feedback, your comments on our products, and suggestions for new products to come. And we really appreciate this relationship, and we really appreciate this partnership we have with NFB and its members. So thank you for supporting us and being there for us. First, I want to say that at HumanWare, we're great believers that technology can help you live the life you want. And today, President Rico Bono has asked us to talk about a game-changing device we just introduced and how this device, this new device, can really help you live the life you want. So we'll be talking about our new Braille Note Touch, but also about what's happening with Braille technology in general. And believe me, there are very exciting news on that front. I have here on stage with me a gentleman by the name of Greg Stilson, whom probably many of you know. Greg is HumanWare's blindness product manager, and by the way, he's from Madison, Wisconsin. And he's the one behind the Braille Note. He's done a fantastic job on that side, and he's responsible for our blindness product roadmap. So anything you want from HumanWare in the future, he's the guy to talk to. So I can already tell you that the fun and exciting part of this presentation will be when Greg talks about the concept of our new Braille Note Touch and how it will change the productivity of students and professionals who are blind. But before we do the fun stuff with Greg, there are two key subjects I would like to cover. As I just said, I would like to talk about where the Braille technology is going. Believe it or not, Braille technology is really booming at the moment, and we're seeing a lot of good work being done. That's really exciting. But first, let me share with you what is happening in the assistive technology industry. It is really in a transition period right now, and I believe these changes that we're seeing in the industry will result in a more mature and stronger industry. As you know, the industry, the assistive technology industry, is about 30, 35 years old and still very fragmented. As you may have heard, there has been some movements in the last few years with companies establishing new partnerships, merging with each other, or buying each other. Well, at HumanWare, we have really led the way in this trend. I cannot speak for the others, but I can tell you our story of how we have positioned ourselves from a corporate standpoint. A bit more than 2 years ago, we established a strategic partnership with a mainstream company called Essilor, who is now our majority shareholder. Essilor is a huge company. It is the worldwide leading manufacturer of ophthalmic lenses. They basically do glasses, and they have revenues of excess to $7 billion and 60,000 employees worldwide. So it is quite extraordinary, in my view, that such a great mainstream company decided to come into our field. And I strongly believe they got involved in HumanWare for the right reasons. They really saw the opportunity and the social responsibility of being involved in assistive technology for the visually impaired. Let me tell you the short story of how Essilor became our majority shareholder. 2 years ago, Hubert Sagnère, who is the Essilor's CEO, came to our office and I spent a solid 5 hours with him talking about our products, our technologies, and the opportunities that lies in this field. And what really caught his attention is in the first 15 minutes when I talked about our mission being very close and complementary to theirs. Their mission statement is simply to improve life by improving sight. And I just explained to Hubert that there are about 2 to 3% of the population out there for whom a pair of glasses can no longer restore their vision. And I went on to say that their mission was not complete unless they would also cover people with low vision and blindness. And he immediately got it. He immediately said to me that HumanWare's work had to be part of their global mission and that they needed to get involved in this industry. And that is one reason why I believe that that they are now in this field for the right reasons and will support our work for the long term. So after two years working with Essilor, I'm really proud to say that HumanWare is in a great position to grow and bring you better innovative products. Now let me talk about the Braille technology and its future. As you know, HumanWare is all about Braille. In the last 27 years, we have been committed to Braille literacy. We have always had a complete line of state-of-the-art Braille products, including our very popular Braille Note and Braillian flagship products. We are great believers that Braille is the only path towards literacy for our children to become leaders of our community. That is why I'm proud to say that once again this year, HumanWare was a major sponsor of the Braille Challenge, organized by the Braille Institute, and designed to motivate blind students to emphasize their study of Braille. Well, that being said, we all know that Braille is being challenged in schools where resources are scarce. And even if NFB and other groups around the world are making great efforts to promote the use of Braille, we hear more and more that the use of Braille is declining. Well, that might be true a little bit for the use of Braille, but the last few months have been extremely interesting when it comes to Braille technologies and devices. For those who were there at the CSUN conference last March, I can tell you Braille was all over the place. There were no less than 6 new Braille devices presented on the floor, from a Braille smartwatch to a Braille learning tool for young students. There were also note takers and Braille displays, new Braille displays being presented. And in addition, and that's what I find very interesting, in addition to these 6 new Braille devices, there were 3 companies promoting new technologies for Braille Cell. New Braille Cell technologies which will potentially reduce the cost, but also the dimensions, and maybe even enable us to create a multi-line and graphic display at an affordable price. How exciting is this? So all of these new technologies make me very enthusiastic about the future of Braille, and I can tell you that HumanWare will be part of this exciting future for Braille technology. And talking about new exciting Braille technology and HumanWare's commitment to Braille literacy, the Braille Note Touch was really the star of the show at CSUN when we introduced it in March. It is truly a game changer, a new way of conceiving assistive technology. Let me give you a few statistics about the development of the Touch. The development started about 3 years ago and involved a team of more than 20 electronic and mechanical engineers, industrial designers, software developers, quality control technicians, and production engineers. In total, we spent over 50,000 man hours in its development. We worked with subcontractors from Canada, Spain, India, Bulgaria, and China to achieve our goals. And we have involved countless number of blind people in the design and testing of the device, including a lot of members from NFB. All this work represented an investment of over $4 million to develop the touch, so that's a very significant involvement from HumanWare into Braille literacy. So the result is the most powerful and efficient Braille productivity tool ever built. So that's great to see all these efforts are now paying off. So now let me invite Greg, who's, as I said, the product manager of the blindness products for HumanWare. Greg has done a fantastic job in the last 3 years driving our team at HumanWare to make sure that the Braille Note Touch would be a great product that you would all love and appreciate. So please welcome Greg Stilson to talk about his new baby, the Braille Note Touch.
His first baby. Thank you, Jill. And how are we doing, fellow Federationists? So it's an exciting year for me personally at HumanWare. I'm celebrating 10 years at HumanWare, and this is my 14th consecutive National Federation of the Blind Convention. Now, I remember 14 years ago, a man named Mark Riccobono taught me how to safely light fireworks. So that's where my journey began, folks. So I've been with HumanWare for 10 years, as I said. And one of the reasons why I've been with this company for 10 years is because they share a very solid value of mine, and that is Braille literacy. HumanWare understands and advocates for Braille literacy. In all of the workshops that we do around the world, all the trainings, it's always about Braille literacy. It's not so much about the products. The products are a tool to assist in Braille literacy, but it's advocating for the Braille literacy in general and the importance of that. And I'm standing in front of you today because of two other advocates in my life, and that's my parents. When I was younger, I had significantly more vision, and it would have been really easy for the school district to put me in front of a CCTV or hand me some large print books and say, you're good to go. But thanks to the two, some would say stubborn, advocates in my life, that didn't happen. At age 4, I was taught Braille, and today I use it. Today I use it in virtually every aspect of my life, from the things I do at HumanWare, to being married to a blind wife who labels pretty much everything around the house. I call her the crazy label lady. And in just over a month, we're going to welcome into the world our first child. And because of Braille, I'm going to be able to read to her every night. So as you can tell, I am extremely passionate about Braille. And this passion runs deep in the team that I worked with when developing the Braille Note Touch. Now, for the longest time, assistive technology and mainstream technology have resided sort of on opposite ends of the spectrum, sometimes working well together and other times not. But today, thanks to the concept that John from Pearson was talking about, universal design, I'm sure you all agree that it is probably the best time ever to be a blind technology user. To be able to go into a store, pick up an electronic device, take it home, and actually use it? What a concept. In the past, we would have to go buy a piece of technology, go home, buy a separate piece of software or something like that, figure out a license code, try to get the license code to work on the piece of technology, and maybe it would work at that point. But to be able to take something home and use it instantaneously, that is fantastic. But today, we all still use assistive technology. One of the products that I'm sure each and every, many of you still use today. How many Victor Reader Stream users do we have in the crowd? What I heard from somebody this week, I said, why do you like to use your stream? She said, because I love to pick it up and hit play and listen to a book. What a concept, right? But wouldn't it be fantastic if we could have the best of both worlds? The efficiency of assistive technology, and the power and universal design of mainstream technology. And that's what we, at HumanWare, that's what we believe is the way of the future. We believe that we can blend the best of both worlds and make the most powerful productivity devices for you ever built. And that's what we've done. In the products that we launched about 9 months ago was a low vision product called the Prodigy Connect. And this was the first sort of endeavor into this realm of technology, what I'm calling the new classification of assistive technology. Basically what it is it's a Samsung tablet, a mainstream Samsung tablet, with specialized low vision software that we put on it called the Prodigy software. We built a specialized stand to allow that Samsung to be basically a CCTV and have all the tools that a low vision user needs to be efficient. So things like different color schemes, tracking mechanisms, text-to-speech, a little bit of OCR, that kind of thing. But the benefit of a product like this is that you don't have to have a CCTV on one side of the desk and a tablet on the other side. If a student in the classroom wants to work in Google Docs with the low vision software, they can open up the Google Doc, run Prodigy, and see it just as they want to see it. So we no longer believe that you need those two devices. We want to put everything into one if we can. And we took that same mindset when we developed the Braille Note Touch. Now, before I talk about the Braille Note Touch, how many people in the crowd have used a Braille Note or are using one today? That's what I love to hear. So our goal with the Braille Note Touch was to design a product which united the efficiency and familiarity of Keysoft, which is the software that runs on the Braille Note, with the power and openness of a mainstream tablet. And to do this, we approached members of the National Federation of the Blind, who always seemed to know who to put us in touch with to make this happen, because we knew we couldn't do this alone. And they put us in touch with a little company you may have heard of called Google. We pitched the idea to Google, and the goal of this project was to design the world's first Google-certified Braille tablet. Now, typically, if we pitch something like that to Google, the first question they would ask is, if you want to be a Google partner, are you going to sell more than 1 million devices in a year? Unfortunately, I couldn't say yes to that question, but I did explain the benefit and the need for such a product. And I'm happy to say that Google totally got it. They understood the importance of unifying assistive and mainstream technology, and they signed us up as the first Google partner as a Braille device. But they weren't going to make any exceptions for us. If we were going to be a Google partner, we were going to abide by all the same tests, the regulations, that any mainstream smartphone or tablet manufacturer has to abide by. I'm excited to say that after 3 years of collaboration, development, user testing, and validation, the Braille Note Touch is the world's first Google-certified Braille tablet. During this certification process, the Braille Note Touch had to pass over 25,000 automated tests. Those are the same tests that are required to be passed by Samsung, Sony, LG, and HTC, and other huge manufacturers. But the benefits to you, the users, using a Google-certified tablet are huge. On the main menu of the Braille Note Touch, you'll find one specific item, and that's the Google Play Store. In the past, when you wanted a feature or function on a Braille Note Taker or an assistive technology product, you had to wait for a company like Humanware or the manufacturer to develop that functionality. Today, we don't ask third-party app developers to do anything special outside of making their apps accessible. From there, Keysoft, which is the accessibility that runs on the Braille Note Touch, does all the heavy lifting. It makes the third-party apps super efficient to use. Things like first-letter navigation and Braille control allow you to jump to items in third-party applications. For example, just yesterday, I downloaded the MLB at Bat app and actually watched my Milwaukee Brewers win a game for a while. We celebrate every win this year.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
If you want a certain functionality on your Braille Note Touch, there's most likely an app for that. And that's the power of combining mainstream and assistive technology. Another example is with Google Docs. The Braille Note Touch, being a Google-certified tablet, has the ability to immediately open up Google Docs. We've worked with Google to Braille optimize Google Docs. And now, in the classroom or in the workplace, a blind student or professional can collaborate on a Google Doc instantly see what the cited person is writing in their Google Doc and even know when they're writing in the same paragraph. The same way, when I'm writing on a Google Doc, a cited colleague can see exactly what I'm doing, and we can collaborate in real time. One final thing I want to mention is about an app that I use practically every day in my life, and that's the KNFB Reader. How many of you use the KNFB Reader? It is truly a fantastic piece of technology. At one point, somebody told me they dreamt of a world where every piece of print material would be instantly turned into Braille. And in President Riccobono's report, he said, at the National Federation of the Blind, we strive to make dreams a reality. And so I'm excited to tell you that just this week, HumanWare and KNFB Technologies signed an agreement where in a future update coming later this summer, every Braille Note Touch will come pre-installed with the KNFB Reader. Completely free. Now, if you want to start turning all that print into Braille, you can do that with just a snap of a picture from the Braille Note Touch's camera, and it will be turned into Braille in less than 2 seconds. That is the power of combining mainstream and assistive technology. I want to thank each and every one of your support over the past 16 years for the Braille Note and for HumanWare in general. I want to thank President Riccobono for inviting us up here to talk, and we'll see you this evening at the banquet. Thank you.
Great job. We're going to get a picture. Let me introduce Jim. Okay.